knew? Who knew what the left was capable of? Who knew they could sink so low and so soon? We got a long ways to go before the election, but it is getting real. The struggle is real. You know I like to keep it upbeat. You know I like to keep it optimistic. But the struggle is real. It's our 4th of July show as we record this. We're doing this on July 5th, the traditionally a big hangover day for most of America. But boy howdy, it is, there's a sense of deja vu. There's a sense of like we've reached another level, a next level of outrage. And man, it's very, very hard to keep it optimistic and to keep hope alive. There were a couple things that happened over the weekend that really made me happy. But for the most part, I think this could turn into an hour-long bitch fest. I don't know how you're doing over there, Gimlet. How you doing? Did you have a good fourth? We'll start with that.
Well, I had a good fourth, but as you know, we do the pre-fourth with the massive fireworks display up at a friend's house. So we just basically make a lot of food and sit on the porch and watch all of our neighbors light stuff off. Like we don't really like go to like the community fireworks display or anything like that.
Oh yeah. Well, that's traditionally in the very first generation of the Loftus Party barbecue back when I was a pup, there was always the big party on July 3rd. That was always the best idea. You have a huge party on July 3rd. It's a big blowout. You can sleep in on the 4th. And then if you choose to party again on the 4th, it's up to you. I think that's incredibly wise and wonderful. So, again, I find myself on Long Island for the 4th of July. Different neighborhood this year. But when I was living in Levittown, probably my favorite 4th of July's ever. Favorite 4th of July's ever. Just an insane amount of fireworks. It seemed like every backyard they were lighting them off. So this year, of course, the neighborhood in which I live, they canceled their official show. I haven't driven to like a fireworks display in ages. I was so pissed when I saw that they canceled the fireworks. I was so pissed, so insanely pissed. I didn't know what was going to go on, because and this is the big outrage. And I'm dealing with people, you know, on Facebook. And I was talking about this on the live stream on Wednesday night. It's so hard to keep scrolling on Facebook. It's so hard when you just see the crap that your friends are peddling. These are people that you know, that you think are kind of intelligent, or at least have the capacity for intelligence, and they are just peddling complete BS. And the one that just drives me crazy, and I got to get this one off my chest, is the whole, boy, they opened up the bars and the restaurants too soon. Boy, I guess this huge COVID spike, that's all those bars and restaurants. And I really have like violent thoughts. I want to grab these people. I want to grab these people around the neck in the fashion, in the style of John Wick, slam them to the ground and make them read or watch something other than what they normally read or watch. And it's like, really? The protest didn't have anything to do with that? I mean, they were so proud, and there was the perfect meme. There was the perfect meme. They were so proud of this picture of like the streets. There was a street in Los Angeles. Might have been Santa Monica. Might have been Sunset. Or maybe the Hollywood Boulevard. Just packed. Just shoulder to shoulder misinformed white people. Just protesting. Protesting. And yeah, it was the bars that was the problem. It wasn't the massive protests in half of American cities. That had nothing to do with it. It was they opened up patio seating at an Applebee's in Fort Lauderdale. That's the problem. Oh my gosh, it was all I could do. It was all I could do to just keep strolling them. I'm like, I can't. I'm not going to get thrown off of Facebook. But the COVID numbers. Let's talk about the COVID numbers for a second. Here's the deal. Like when we start the show, And I, that sigh, that was a perfect sigh. That was a perfect
I
long
just,
sigh. But when you start.
everybody is just driving me mad with the
Yes,
COVID
yes.
number.
Well, I'm not going to give this a COVID title. We're going to title this, it's going to be Independence Day, you know, July 4th, blah, blah, blah. But we are going to talk about COVID for a little
I
bit.
mean, Fourth of July and COVID kind of go together. I mean, your fireworks displays were canceled. You had Mayor Garcetti out in LA say you can only celebrate with your close family. You know, don't go to the beach. And I'm like, you don't catch this thing outside.
Well, that was the great and wonderful thing. The fireworks in my neighborhood on Long Island, amazing. Amazing. And then
From
this
individual
morning,
citizens, right?
Yeah. As per usual, which is like standard operating procedure out here on Long Island. Then I saw KCAL 9 in Los Angeles. They had like helicopter footage, and it warmed my heart just to see all the fireworks going off. I don't know if that was the valley. I don't know what neighborhood it was. Wow.
It was just a big metal finger to Gavin Newsom and Garcetti.
And to me, it's every one of those fireworks, and this is seriously, every one of those fireworks going off represents a family, you know, someone, whether it's dear old dad or whether it's mom or whether it's, you know, the oldest kid, whatever. Somebody went out and got fireworks and was like, F this.
I mean, does Nevada sell them? Where do you even get them if you live in California?
I think you probably go down to Tijuana.
Ah.
I think you make the old, but I don't know, maybe their
border
know, can might they be cross closed.
The border now?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Hmm.
The delightful thing was like that. Those are people who like, no, the governor is wrong. The mayor is wrong. These people are wrong. You're not going to, they cannot take away the 4th of July. And they really tried. And they really tried. Those dirty, lying, disgusting sons of bitches. They're not messing around. When they start to try to shut down the 4th of July, that's like canceling Christmas. I love
the
4th of July. And they really tried to do it. Those bastards. And this is like a word that I don't like to bandy around, but like, I hate them. I hate them now.
Well,
I've reached that level.
I'm like filled with rage for starters.
Yes.
Because we went from flatten the curve.
Yeah.
Right. Stop the spread to now nobody can ever get sick with COVID ever or it's the end of the world. That was never the point.
I have
a physician who used to head the FDA on Twitter this morning putting up graphs of New York City saying increased testing doesn't lead to increased cases. This is about management. I'm like, you effing liar. New York City has some of the highest positivity, zero positivity rates for antibodies in the country because they got hit first and people don't catch it twice. So, of course, they're not seeing the same case numbers that Georgia and Florida and Texas, who shut down early, right?
Yes.
Before the virus had really taken a toll on their state. And still managed not to kill 30,000 people.
And New York, I should have put this graph up. New York just stopped testing.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Gimlet, they're... Freaking testing has dropped off the face of the map.
Well, didn't
they're testing people now at a rate that's like whole thing. That's why New York is like, yay, we've done well. It's just insane.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you need to send me that graph.
I'll have to try to find it, but it's ridiculous. They just stopped testing so many people because it's that whole run. It's all the whole run from the protest. They know there's going to be a huge spike. They know there's going to be a huge spike. You had people running all over Manhattan, breaking into Macy's and smashing windows and attacking cops. This is, they're not playing around. So they just decided, well, we won't test, and then we won't have a big rise in cases, and then we can point the fingers at other people. As long as they don't put them into old folks' homes.
With all the pharmacies that got trashed, they destroyed a bunch of testing sites to begin with.
It's, they are...
Well, and then what really makes me want to tear my hair out, right?
Yeah.
Is the doctors with a different point of view never get the same kind of platform, right? So you have Dr. Scott Atlas, who's with the Hoover Institution.
He's carrying like, the world on his back.
Well, he's going, what's happening now actually makes me optimistic. Georgia, Florida, and Texas. Texas down by the border is having kind of a problem, but that's because people are coming from Mexico to access healthcare. The two hospitals that are now overrun are overrun with people who aren't from America.
I didn't know that.
Daniel Horowitz keeps real good track of that. I'm from Conservative Review. But when you look at what's going on in Florida and Georgia, and DeSantis and Kemp have both, you know, basically told Cuomo to go screw, because they're like, our death rates are falling, our positive cases are going up, our hospitalization length of stay has been cut in half, so people aren't in the hospital as long, our death rates have been cut down to a fourth of what they were, and we have more cases, but they're all the right people who should get this thing for population immunity purposes. They're basically under 50.
Yeah, that's where you know something's wrong. That's where you know, hopefully, as and I'm sure, obviously, that's the thing. The average person doesn't get it. They say, ooh, new cases. The number of new cases is going higher, higher, higher. I got to be afraid. Hey, 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 it's all about the death rate, guys. It's all about the death rate.
And Dr. Atkins is saying even the hospitalization rate is bogus, because he's taking a deep dive into the admissions data and stuff like that. And he's like, approximately 30% of these cases, somebody went in for a kidney stone and they test everybody now and they had COVID, but they're not in the hospital because of COVID.
Yeah.
They're in the hospital because of the kidney stone.
I know in New York now they've got ads on for the hospitals going, hey, we're open for business. If you've been putting off that scan, if you've been putting off that visit, come on in. The hospitals are open. COVID cases are down. We got who knows about maybe people are going back to visit the doctor.
Well, he said, and people who have chronic illnesses that should have been hospitalized 6 weeks ago and probably would have been relatively easy to treat stayed home because they were so afraid, and now they're sicker. And only so when you look at Texas ICU beds, 15% of them are COVID. Everything else is something else.
And all I know about Texas ICU beds, that they're bigger than a regular bed. They're Texas sized beds. Here's the other thing I know. The hydroxychloroquine. And this is another one. Like, they tried to cancel the 4th of July. That enraged me. But right before that, they came out with that study that was like, hey, hydroxychloroquine, surprisingly good. It's surprisingly good. You use it with the steroid and zinc, and look at this. Look at this. The survivability rate goes way up high. That was the one. That was the straw before the straw that broke the camel's back. That's where I started going into the hate zone. That's when I started redlining. When they politicized a legitimate treatment. How many people died? For real. I know this is supposed to be comedy. I know this is supposed to be comedy. I know it's supposed to be lighthearted and all that other good stuff. But I just can't turn a blind eye to they, because Donald Trump said it's good, they attacked it. They made it illegal in states. They made it hard for physicians to prescribe it to their patients when it could have saved their lives. That ain't, you're not playing around anymore. You're not playing around. Like, I can see, like, the media is going to try to twist words and all that stuff, and it's sick that we live in that in a society like that. But when they start killing people, they've crossed a line. To you. Now to you.
Okay, I've been writing about hydroxychloroquine since the pandemic started.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the science behind it.
I'm going to diamond and silk you on this. I'm going to be like, mm-hmm. I'm going to diamond and silk you. I'm going to let you rage because you have been talking about this for the longest time. I'm just going to pepper it with, that right. I'll be silk to your diamond is what I'm saying.
There was articles from physicians in the Wall Street Journal in early March telling President Trump to get this drug sufficient in North America and made here so that we could give it early and outpatient. Dr. Mm-hmm. Vladimir Zelensky gave it to hundreds of people. He had two deaths out of 2,200.
Yes, he
giving
did.
Giving it outpatient so they never have to go to the hospital.
Never have to go.
Okay? So now we get remdesivir.
Mm-hmm.
Remdesivir costs $3,200 and it'll mm-hmm. cut your hospital stay in like by four days or so, but it doesn't actually lead to fewer deaths. This hydroxychloroquine study that came out, 77% fewer deaths in the population study when you gave the drug combination. If we had started doing this at the beginning,
yep.
That's 100,000 people.
It's beyond disgusting. And with remdesivir, didn't China try to get a patent on that?
They did, and I don't even care. They can have it. It doesn't really do anything.
Well, that was the whole thing with Trump. They're like, ooh, Trump is talking about hydroxychloroquine because he has a mutual fund, and 1/92nd of the mutual fund is in hydroxychloroquine, and he can make an extra nickel every 10 years. Like, they were, that was the thing.
And it's a company in France that makes it and doesn't even sell it in the U.S.
But, like, remdesivir, I want to say, and I could be wrong, I want to say that was one of those companies that China, they tried, they got remdesivir, they tried to come up with their own version and get a patent on that, and blah, 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 blah. And boy, if they could have got remdesivir to be the standard operating procedure, that's a lot of dough. That's a lot of dough.
I know.
So it's like, this is what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen a lot faster, but science is supposed to win. Like, science that we all, like, scientists should be above politics. And there's not enough bad things that can happen to any douchey pseudo-scientist physician who tried to slow down the hydroxychloroquine. Because that was, like you're saying, ages ago. Ages ago.
Ages ago. And I sat there during every White House press briefing while it was brought up, screaming at my television, Dr. Fauci knows why this should work. Why is Dr. Fauci not saying anything? Dr.
Yeah.
Fauci knows this was studied at the NIH in 2005 with SARS. Why is he not saying anything? Why is Dr. Fauci not talking about the studies that were done in China and the studies that were done in France? Why is he keeping his mouth shut and letting this happen? I was livid.
We have it on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We have audio recordings of going, this is crazy.
He was talking
about hydroxychloroquine a decade ago or years ago with SARS or whatever. Blah 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 blah. Blah. But it just continues merrily on. We got to talk. Well. I want to talk about solutions, and thank goodness that, okay, so at least better late than never, I guess. I'm seriously, if you're the weather lady, Janice Dean from Fox, and your in-laws were killed by Cuomo, they got to move forward with those lawsuits. All of the elderly that were killed by Cuomo's policy, and you got to sue.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
We are back. We're back. We're back. We're going to be talking about plans. We're going to be talking about plans. And I want to make these plans work. Okay. So there's the comedy of it all. And then there's also the, can you really do it? Can you? Okay. So I had a tweet the other, because like the whole, listen, the tearing down of statues, and it's Christopher Columbus, and it's Grant, and it's they're just attacking anything that stands up. So I was deeply, deeply concerned about Mount Rushmore. And I still am. I still am. I don't want to give anybody ideas, but like Mount Rushmore, in my video, I'm like, I want 24-hour surveillance on that. I want stealth fighters. I want drones. I want SWAT teams hanging out in Abe Lincoln's nose. I want that thing protected at all costs. I was so happy when Trump, you know, and I knew that had been in the plans for a long time. He was going to go to Mount Rushmore and give a big speech and yada, yada, yada. So my joke was this. I was halfway joking. Oh, no, I was 90% joking. I'm like, for every statue they tear down, you know, for every Grant that gets toppled, for every legit memorial, we'll have discussions about the Civil War generals and all that stuff. But like, you know, Francis Scott Key, you don't knock over Francis Scott Key. Sorry, you don't do it. You don't topple George Washington. Sorry, you don't go after T.J. Tommy Jefferson. You just don't do it. So my thing was this. For every statue that gets toppled down, we're going to build two. And one of them will be of Donald Trump in a patriotic pose. And then my buddy Brian Hayner was like, GoFundMe. And, like, I've never done a GoFundMe for any, but then I thought, well, why not? Why not? Why not do a GoFundMe? And, like, then you could commission an artist. And I'm talking about, like, something like Donald, you know, like the famous meme of Donald Trump riding a velociraptor with a gun in each hand with the American flag. I want something like that. Like, he's writing a book, like, over the top patriotic. Trump kind of beat me to the punch, though. He does these great things. Like, and I've never been that guy who's like, he's playing 3D chess and the rest of us are playing checkers. But I was thinking about it when we were talking about hydroxychloroquine, when he started taking it. Do you remember that? Like 3-4 weeks ago? He's like, oh, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine. I'm taking, and like, and the media flipped out. That was a great way to get it back in the national spotlight. Trump has proposed now a national heroes garden, which I think this is the best idea. The best idea. You want to knock down statues? Okay, you've knocked some down. I'm now going to have a federally funded natural, huge giant heroes garden with more statues than you could ever imagine. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Which leads me to this, the GoFundMe. You had an idea that I really like, and that I think is viable, and we should look into. We should really, really look into it. This morning, before I hand it over to you, somebody posted a picture. It was these two girls. It was a video. These two white girls they changed the lyrics to the Lee Greenwood song "Proud to Be an American," and it was just some anti-American, you know, it was horrible. And I'm like, let's take these two girls, let's mm-hmm. take them, let's get them a plane ticket, and we're gonna drop you off in Egypt, or we're gonna
Venezuela.
Or Venezuela, or mm-hmm. Let's go South Africa, anywhere. Not total third world country, but just a struggling country. Just a country that's having a little bit of a struggle, and let's see how you enjoy it. Preferably, I think Egypt would be good. I want somewhere in the Middle East where they really, really value the opinion of strong women. Mm-hmm. That's where I want them to go.
I liked friend of the show Ann Coulter's quote tweet of that particular video.
What was it?
Maybe if they weren't so chunky, they could find a dude and get married or something.
Oh man. See, I try to be nice, but like our buddy Kurt Schlichter, mm-hmm. he quote tweeted it and he's like, they're always ugly. I don't like taking personal shots, but I can appreciate them.
You're taking a personal shot at some of my fundamental values. I will call you chunky.
It is always the loudest people. It appears to me, and maybe I'm just looking at the wrong videos. It's these angry white girls. I used to do a joke about it's messed up when you date the girl that always wants to start a fight. You know, you're dating some girl and you're at a bar and you're having a nice time, and all of a sudden she's like, that guy's looking at my ass. And then you look at the dude and he's giant, and you're like, well, you got a good one. Maybe show him the tits too. I'm not gonna, like, it's always, there's like a certain personality type of girl. They just want to start it. They just want to start it. They want to escalate it. They want to keep it going. And you look at these protests and you're like, man, it's like white girls seem to outnumber the young black men by like 7-1. And
blame third wave feminism.
Oh, legit. So
girls have been told they're supposed to do what boys do. So they do what boys do, and then boys don't want to date them because boys like girls.
Yes. Yes.
And they grow up with anxiety, depression, and just miserable.
We got to have a big reset on the country, because this, it's not working, and it's foolishness, and it's folly. It is the definition of folly to continue down this path.
That's what Donald Trump said at Mount Rushmore that really upset people.
Oh, that was dark and divisive. That was dark. Before we go to Mount Rushmore, I wonder how much, I'll look into it. I'll look into it today. Like, how much, what should we give them when they go to Egypt? How much, because we got to pay the play, we got to pay for the ticket, right?
Mm-hmm. One way.
So, you know what? I'm so flipping generous. I'll go round trip, but they got to be over there for at least a month.
They're nicer than me.
I'll dangle the carrot. Do we give them a hotel? Do we get them like a B&B? Do we do like a little flea bag hotel?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm to the point where I just fly over and give them a parachute and say, leave. See you later.
I want to really do this. This is, no, listen, everything in my gut is going full tilt Archie Bunker. Like, if it's so horrible, leave. But they will never leave. They will never leave.
They will never leave.
You'd have to round them up and put them on cargo planes. Seriously, for that to work.
There's a whole group right now in Portland. There's about 1,000 of them. So I think we could legit do a roundup there. And then I would like to drop them in Hong Kong and take one of the Hong Kong protesters who love liberty and freedom. And then Mao gets some, or Z we get some commies and we get some future Americans.
Do you remember me saying this on the show months ago when Trump was talking about buying Greenland and everybody's like, that's stupid. And I'm like, no, we should totally buy Greenland and take everyone from Hong Kong and let them live there. And that'll be new Hong Kong. It'll be awesome. That's a great idea. But I would love to find some totally loudmouth, shrieking, shrill shrew of a girl and her girlfriend, whoever they want. But you got to go in pairs. Preferably, it'd be one at a time. But like, seriously, I'd love to raise enough money for like, take me up on the offer. If it's so horrible here, I just got you a vacation. You're going to go to Egypt. You're going to go to Egypt. Don't worry. It's a round trip ticket, but I want you to go and document your experiments there. Now, one of the things that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go scream at an Egyptian cop. You got to get right in his face and call him a horrible racist. You also have to burn the Egyptian flag. You're going to have to do that. I just want to see it. It's like not as some like ethereal notion. I want that to be someone's reality. And you document it. And then we show it. And you just be like, shut up. Shut the heck up. Okay, in other good news. We were just talking about something. We were just talking about Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. President Trump said something that was 100% and completely true. And he and Betsy DeVos need to take care of it yesterday.
Do tell.
Our education system indoctrinates our children and teaches them to hate America.
Yes.
He said that, and I'm paraphrasing, but here's my plan. Okay? The left loves to use federal agencies and regulations to, like, take away your liberties and freedoms, right? They do that really well.
They seem to live for it.
Yeah. So what I would like to do is act like them for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And have the Department of Education use its funding to leverage schools to take the Howard Zinn philosophy of American history out. If you're going to use Zinn or anybody who follows Zinn with his anti-American bullshit, you're not getting X number of dollars in the pot.
Yes. Yeah.
Use that leverage.
And the thing that can really happen like right away is more school choice, more school choice.
Absolutely. You withhold all construction fees from any state or city that either prohibits or limits the number of charter schools.
Yeah. And here's the thing, folks, our dear gentle listeners. This is what we're talking about. Everybody's equal at the starting line, but there's not equality of outcome. So this thing that Gimlet and I are talking about right now, we're talking about more school choice. Some people aren't going to do so good, and that's going to prove our point. And don't come crying when you're like, oh, my kid went to a crappy school. Da-da-da-da. Hey, that was your pick. That was your pick.
Well,
and if you don't like it,
that,
get involved.
Not just that. Thomas Sowell turned 90 last week.
Yeah.
He just released a book, Charter Schools and Their Enemies. Okay.
Yes.
He says in his 90 years on this planet and his prolific catalog of work, this is the most important book he has ever written because it is the only, to me, and, you know, Joe Biden and his racist 4th of July race baiting garbage, okay? He has this whole plan for Black America. You know what it doesn't include? School choice. You know the one thing that makes a difference? If you're born in a disadvantaged community, if you're a minority, not going to the school that you're required to by your zip code. If you want to talk about systemic oppression, the public school system is it.
That is the wonderful, it's like the best magic trick ever for the Democrats. And I'm laughing because it's just so outrageous. It's so outrageous. Like, the Democrats have this thing that they've done with, you know, identity politics. And hey, we're going to help out this segment of society. We're going to help you out. We're going to help you out. Vote for us. We're going to help you out. And then you're in poverty for generations. For generations, you're in poverty. Oh, now we're going to help you out. We're going to help you out now. And then you're still in poverty and you have no choice. And then Joe Biden has been done it for 40 some years. Joe Biden has been doing this for almost 50 years and he's running on it again.
Gonna fix it this time, Michael. This time he's really gonna fix it.
Yeah, hold on. I have to read. A little piece from Donald Trump's dark and divisive speech. This is a quote from the speech. We believe in equal opportunity, equal justice, and equal treatment for citizens of every race, background, religion, and creed. Every child of every color, both and unborn, is made in the holy image of God. So dark, so divisive. Saying that we're all
Terry Crews is getting murdered on social media for saying the same thing.
It is, you know, the great thing is they're so terrified. That's why they're lashing out. They cannot have this outsider continue to be in charge of the country for another 4 years. And if they win, It ain't good. It ain't good. You always hear that hyperbole. This is the most important one. What?
You know, one of Joe Biden's biggest policy proposals? It's a radical housing policy that Obama half did, but it's basically taking all community zoning up to the federal level as if redlining were still legal and explaining any disparity in communities regarding racial or ethnic diversity as racism, and it would force communities like mine to eliminate zoning for single family housing.
Yeah. Well, I think that is a very real and very terrifying notion. And I think we have to key in on the terrifying notion. And this is one that I came up with this morning, and I might
take it to power grab.
It's Biden's America. Biden's America. Baltimore, Chicago, San Francisco,
Portland.
Seattle, Portland. That's Biden's America. If you vote for Joe Biden, that's what you're going to get. And I think that message just cuts it to the quick. That's Biden's America. If you want that in your hometown, if you want your hometown to look like that, vote for Joe Biden.
Oh, you can go look at the pictures of Portland, downtown Portland right now on Andy Ngo's Twitter feed. It looks like Fallujah.
It really does.
It looks like a war zone.
And I don't know why I always laugh, but like if we could contain it to Portland, if we could contain it to just Seattle, I'd be okay with that. Televise it. You had your little autonomous zone. You had Chaz, and it was a record-breaking success in Marxism. That's how fast it can go. America's weird, you guys. There's no other country like this. We're constantly hanging on by a thread, and if the media, and it's activism now. You can't even say it's journalism. The media, in concert with the Democrat, socialist, Marxist, fringe left, if they are able to win, if they can convince people, if they can convince people that night is day and white is black and wet is dry, that somehow, like, I have a hard time, like, what has Trump really done? They keep all these crimes. We can't let him get away with it. And it's easy to like stomp my foot, but all we can do is just keep spreading the word that it's Joe Biden's America. That's Biden's America, and it ain't good, and it's bad. And to go down the path of Marxism and socialism It's been tried again and again and again and again. We know what the results are. And it's lots of dead people. It's lots of dead people. And we just saw it. We were talking about it in the A block with the media and the elites, the people who know better. They decide to take a big dump on hydroxychloroquine. So now we've got a bunch of dead people. We got a bunch. Your policies, you liberal, know-it-all douchebags, you are responsible. And then, of course, they're trying to lay it on the feet of Trump. It's so, it's very disheartening. It's very disheartening. But shows like this help. Being able to talk about it helps, right?
Yeah, right.
That's all I can do. It's like, I talk about this all the time. It's the new media. It's supporting people like Tim Pool, amplifying his voice. Like, I'm all about it. As a comedian, it's hard for me to shine the spotlight on other people and then be like, oh, look how great. Look how great. But it's what we have to do. It's what we have to do. Go, wow, Tim, God bless you, buddy. Keep going. Keep going more, more, more. Better, better, better.
Did you have deadly brain-eating amoeba on your bingo card for this year?
Is that back? The Florida?
Back in Florida. Because, you know, COVID, we're kind of all giving you the middle finger on that one after the protest. Black Lives Matter is kind of like background noise now. Murder hornets were never really a thing. So now there's another reason to keep you in your house if you live in Florida. I mean, I'm just so sick of it. So sick of it.
It is. And we got to talk about that. We got a couple other things we're going to squeeze into the C block. We'll talk a little bit about Kanye. I got a very sad update on The Last of Us 2. It was supposed to be a great video game, but I want to start off. We'll fire up the block with the 2020. It's just a personal thing with me. With the could 2020 get any worse? If 2020, stick around. We'll be right back. Our Independence Day bitch fest continues.
Paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
My name's Michael. On the other end of the internet is the Liberty Gypsy. I want to say something publicly. Memes. I love the memes. There's some really good ones out there. There's some really great creators. There's one meme in particular I don't need to see any more of. I don't need to see this one anymore. Is 2020 the longest year ever? Or somebody's taken a cheese grater and put that image over a slide. If 2020 was a slide, or they put a picture of a pile of dog crap. If 2020 was a dessert, stop bitching about this year. Of course, I'm bitching about this. Stop bitching about it. These are challenges. And if we can't rise to this, if you can't go with it and fight back, and all you can do is sit around and go, is this the longest year ever? Is this the worst? Isn't this the worst? I've lost patience with that. These are times where years from now, we're going to be bragging about this. Now, do you want to be the person that bitched and moaned, like, can't this be over? Can't this be, you know when it's over? I'll tell you when it's over, when you decide it is. When you decide. If you have a small business and you're abiding by these petty tyrants that are telling you you have to close, you're the problem. Don't ask me if 2020 is over yet, because you're making it last longer. Open your business, you cowardly piece of shit. All these, you look at, now I'm mad. Now I've done it. I've triggered myself. I had a microaggression.
Microaggressed yourself?
I did. I self-aggressed. You look at these, I don't have a brick and mortar business, okay? I don't. And when I was invited to do stand-up in Texas over a month ago, I said yes, and I went and did it. Wasn't for huge money, but it was, I wanted to make a stand and not, I wanted to be a man. I put my money where my mouth is. I went and I did it. All you little pussies with your businesses, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? Open up. You spineless piece of human garbage. Open your business. They're looting. They're burning businesses to the ground. They're dancing in the streets. They're protesting because they want to stop our way of life, and you're letting them. So no more memes about, is 2020 almost over? Open your business. Open up. And if they come, and maybe they will, and go, you have to close, tell them you will. Tell them you will. Lie. Because they're lying to you. You might as well lie back and then reopen the next day. Reopen the next day. It's garbage. Do your social distancing. Tell people to wear masks. Play as much by their little rule book as you can. But if you're in Los Angeles, if you're in Chicago, if you're in any of these big cities run by little petty dictators and you're still playing by their rules, you're an idiot. Your family's going to starve. How are you going to pay the bills? Just stand up. This is the thing. And this is another one that I did on the podcast, kind of as a joke. But in Pennsylvania, they're like, oh, we're closing all these businesses. And, oh, you can't go to church and you got to close down your business. But they left the liquor stores open. And the reason they left the liquor stores open is because they know drunks get pissed off when they can't get booze. They get pissed off, and then there will be violence. They're terrified of violence. That's why you got these BLM protesters in the street. Oh, let them protest. That's good. Oh, they're burning this down, but it's mostly peace. They're terrified of the violence. They're terrified. And then they're terrified they won't get reelected, so they're letting it go. But they know that people on the right are just going to abide. Did you see where, like, I think it was Garcetti in L.A. said you can't sing in church? How many times?
Or chant. He couldn't even say prayer.
How many times do you get smacked in the face before you start hitting back? Seriously. You're literally going to take the time out of your busy day to tell me that I can't sing in church? You need to be removed from office. You need to be taken out of office. Recall that, son of a... Go to church, open your business, drive where you want, do what you want. It's the worst. Stop taking it. Stand up. And it's going to be lonely at first, but then encourage others to stand up. And then you watch how fast it's over. You watch how fast it's over. It disgusts me. I bit my tongue as long as I could, but that's what it's going to take. The reason they can corral us and make us do this is because, well, law and order. Yes, law and order. Well, that's me, and I don't want to be a hypocrite, and my party is the party of law and order, and I wouldn't feel good about myself if I were to go against the wishes of a freaking booger-eating moron like Garcetti. Stand up.
He's the second dumbest mayor in the country. De Blasio is definitely first.
De Blasio's got to go too.
And how does Cuomo have like approval ratings in the 70s?
The media. They run cover for him. It's just, and it's, once again, it's disgusting, and now it's crossed the line to criminal. He put positive COVID-19 patients in nursing homes when he knew that they were the most successful. That's murder. That's murder. And like, oh, isn't he a good job? I like that he has nipple rings. He's edgy. Oh, he's so cute when he talks to his brother on CNN. What the? He's a murderer. He's a straight up murderer. Oh my goodness. So yeah, don't abide by petty tyrants. And it is the media. And that's where this whole thing and supporting new media, supporting people like this, they're kicking people off of, you know, Carpe Donkum got kicked off of Twitter. And it's just, that's just gonna get Raheem. Say what?
So did Raheem Kassim.
Really? When did that happen?
His account's back. It happened right after Donkum.
Well, it this is why, and this is the other frustrating thing.
Hey, I will say I did see something today that made me smile though.
What?
The expertal morons who have done nothing with the Lincoln Project but enrich their own businesses put out a misleading ad on Trump, and Twitter actually suppressed it. It was manipulated content. So I was like,
those guys are really, there's a special place for those douchebags. It's things will only get more heated the closer we get to the election. But unfortunately, the media still does have a bunch of power. And it's very frustrating because like this whole thing with, you know, the Loftus Party and all of this is like I'm trying to play within the lines. Like so much of the stuff I edit, you guys, so much of the stuff I don't say. This is probably like the freest I feel, you know, is on this podcast. But even then, I hold back. You know, I don't want to, you know, dirty words and all that good stuff. But I really want to play between the lines and get a bigger voice. You guys have been great. The podcast has been growing. And I can't thank you enough for that. And Facebook's going great. I just want you to know it's very difficult. But I think there's more power in staying in the fight. They're going to be looking for any reason to get rid of anybody. And I know Facebook's put the crackdown on me. So I'm trying different things to work around the algorithm. I'm trying different things on YouTube and here. But you guys spreading the word is the biggest. And when live events come back, that'll be ginormous. But they just, it's got staying in the fight. Don't get yourself, and I'm talking to you guys listening. And I said this on the Facebook live stream. Those are Wednesday nights, by the way. Wednesday nights at 8:30 Eastern. Those are blowing up because you're ahead of the curve in the algorithm. They can't tamp you down till after. And if you do it live, I don't know who maybe they are tamping down. But I'm telling you guys right now, don't get kicked off Facebook. If you ever don't get kicked off Facebook, don't get kicked off Twitter, don't get kicked off Instagram. Some people take some weird perverse, oh, I'm back in Facebook jail. Don't play that. Don't play it. You're going to do more good. You're going to do more good by staying in the fight. If you ever think, ooh, if I post this, it might be dicey, don't post it. Find a nicer way to say it. We need people in the fight. They will find a reason to dislike everything. They went after Melania's dress. This is this one I found. You know I'm a big fan of Melania, right?
Oh, gee, no, I didn't know that.
And I love it. I love it when they post like pictures of her, like back from her modeling days when she's like topless or she's wearing some like metallic thong. Like, that's the first lady. And I'm like, yes, it is. That's, she's the best. She wore a dress to, Mount Rushmore. It was like this scribble scrabble, very unique pattern. I want to say it was Halston. I might be wrong on the design. I don't know designers, but the media is like, put the Sharpie down, put the Sharpie. They like railed on the dress. And of course, this was a unique pattern based on the drawings of children who were the victims of sexual abuse. And part of the therapy is for them to draw pictures to try to be able to express their emotions. And so it was a very subtle yet elegant way of shining a spotlight on those on the plight of those poor kids and the victims of sexual abuse. And that's like, the media didn't even, they're just salivating and waiting to just rail on Trump and rail on Melania, that they'll turn a blind eye to that. Like, there's no level they won't go to. There's no level they won't go to. And that just, that's got me worried. It's got me worried. I don't like being worried. I like knowing what's going on. So, hey, Gimlet, did you hear about this whole Kanye West thing? Kanye says he's running for president.
I saw that last night.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'd had a few beverages at the time.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm not, listen, I think Kanye, granted, he's got so much money. He's got so much money. There was a comedian buddy of mine, Doug Stanhope, ran for president. Now, Doug is not even I don't think Doug is a 100,000 heir, let alone a millionaire or a billionaire like Kanye. But when Doug ran for president, he took a really big hit. He took a really big hit. Because the merchandise that you sell, and there's limits on that, and how much money from this, and all that other, it's like a, so I don't know, I mean, Kanye has the money to lose, but he's declared his run. I wonder how long he's going to stay in. And on a side note, I wonder if, do you think, if he stays in through November, we'll just play this out. If he stays in through November, do you think that he's taken votes away from Trump?
I don't think so.
Really? You don't think people in the black community be like, oh, I'm voting from a man Kanye, and they would otherwise vote for Trump? Because Kanye's for Trump. I don't see, like,
that's what confused me. Like, I just don't even understand why this is happening right now, but.
Well, I mean, listen, Kanye's got an ego, and I'm sure he wants the attention. When you can't go out and do shows, when you can't, like, I'm feeling it as a comedian. I can't go out and do shows, you know, at a comedy club. So, okay, I'll do a Facebook Live thing every week, and I'll get my Jones, you know, I'll get my fix that way. I think Kanye is like, you know, it's a great way to keep the spotlight on you. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I guess so. I just, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, Kanye's pretty much said he's not very political. I'm just really curious as to what significant policy positions and things he's going to put out there. I see it as a LARP. I'm not really sure I believe it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I saw that he posted a picture of he was hanging out with Elon Musk, which I thought was completely cool. I'll take those guys. Those guys do cool stuff. So we'll wait and see. Kanye, do your thing. God bless you. We'll see how long it lasts. I want to talk about this as well. The Last of Us 2. And I'm sorry if I did this last week. I'm going to repeat myself. The whole go woke, get woke, go broke thing. The Last of Us was a great video game. Phenomenal video game. It's going to be a TV show, I believe, which it should be because the story is so awesome. The game developers came out with Last of Us 2, and it is a giant dog turd. It is a giant dog turd where they've ruined the story. I've never seen the kind of hatred for a video. It's like the kind of, this is the kind of hatred that's usually held for Star Wars, but just right. The community. There are giant streamers in the gaming community. They have millions of followers. They stopped playing. They're like, nope, I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm not going to keep doing this. And I've never seen it. I've never seen someone dislike a game so much they stopped in the middle of a stream. They're like, nope, I've had enough. Tapping out. This is a garbage game. I'm now going to play something else.
What did they get all social justice-y about?
It's all girl power. What happens and power corrupts and like intersectionality. Oh my gosh. Worse than Captain Marvel.
That's hard. Like, and you have to try to be that bad.
The dude in the game, it was a guy and kind of his adopted daughter in the first game. I don't want to spoil the game for anybody. They've ruined the story. And the villain of the thing is it's just a mess. Hopefully, I don't want to ruin it for any gamer. Save your money. Don't play this game. Save your money. Don't play the game. In Star Wars news, you brought up Star Wars. There is a rumor going around that I desperately want to be true. That there are people at Disney and there are people at Lucasfilm who've had enough of Kathleen Kennedy. And they've had enough of what she's done to Star Wars. And there is a way out. And right now it's just a rumor. It would be fantastic if it was true. But there's talk, there's discussion of the last three movies being thrown out of the Star Wars canon, as they say. So it wouldn't be official Star Wars history. It would pretty much be a possible future, a dream sequence, if you will, where the Emperor has used the power of the Sith, the dark side of the Force, and he looks into this mirror that shows him the possible futures. So he has these different mirrors he can look in. And if he looks into this one, this is what happens if I do that. It's the multiverse. And If I look into this mirror, this will happen if I do that. So the last three movies would just be the Emperor looking into the mirrors, thinking, okay, this is what happens if I do this, and this is what happens if I do that. And then that would all transpire right before Darth Vader kills him in the second Death Star. And that way, Darth Vader, his story arc would be complete. He was the chosen one. He brought balance to the Force. And then you would really have episode 7, 8, and 9. I want that to happen. I want that to happen so badly that I can taste it. Because they're still going to be shoving this garbage down our throat. It's everywhere. Escape this stuff. It's in every piece of entertainment. It's in every commercial. It's everywhere.
Well, and I'm tired of it, and that's why I tend to watch like conversations and long form interviews and stuff like that, because I like hearing about ideas and interesting things. I'm done living in Wokistan like altogether.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to download Larry Elder's documentary. There's another documentary that Jason Riley is doing about Thomas Sowell, which I think will be very interesting. Those are the kinds of things I want to watch. I've had to like give up football. I'd already given up basketball. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to start watching hockey. Maybe. But a lot of the things that I used to enjoy, going to the movies, going here, I just don't anymore because I get like, I was super excited. I remember being super excited when, Kiefer Sutherland was going to play the last member of the cabinet because everybody else died. At the
stage. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Soul Survivor or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of the show. I got to the second episode and I'm just like, no, 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 I'm not watching this. Because it was all about evil Republicans and Islamophobia.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, screw this already. And I never watched another episode.
That's great. That's great. And I would add to that, that's the perfect recipe. I tried this, I watched it, and for these reasons, I do not like it and will no longer watch it. And then to be loud about that. To be loud about that. The threat of boycotts works.
Well, and I mean, that's why, you know, I used to love Stranger Things because none of that stuff came in. It was like a period show. So you couldn't really bring that stuff in, or it wouldn't have been an authentic 80s show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just, I mean, my husband's like, I can't believe how many YouTube videos you watch. I'm like, these are really interesting people who think really interesting things. And that's why I watch them.
Yeah.
To me, that's entertainment. It gets me thinking about things differently.
Yeah.
Or I want to read this book, or I want to, you know?
Well, the thing that I just want to add as we wrap it up here is that there has to be the vocal reason for why you hate it. And that's why hopefully Star Wars will change, because the fan community is so loud. If, like, I'm not going to watch the NFL. I a long time ago, I'm like, I'm not going to give the NFL any more of my money. And then it freed up my day, and I really don't miss it. And if I want to see it, I'll watch, you know, I'll watch the highlights. But, like, be vocal. Like, Stranger Things was great. Stranger Things, that's good storytelling. Man, oh, man. And then they start to put those politics in there, and you just have to be very vocal with, like, stop, stop, stop. You're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin this thing. Like, when that kid, like, I like the Stranger Things. It's great cast. It's a great story. It's I love the throwback nature. But when that kid, I don't even know the character's name, works in the ice cream shop with the hot chick, and all, he just wants to get with her the whole way and all this wonderful stuff. And then all of a sudden they have that bizarre scene where she's like, I'm a lesbian. And he's like, okay, that's cool. I'm not disappointed, as we watch his nards explode in the biggest blue ball we've ever seen on television.
Right?
He's not disappointed. In high school, if there was a girl that I really, really wanted to bang, and she's like, I'm a lesbian, I'd be like, okay, your girlfriend's invited too, but you're not going to be, like, I was so naive. I have a magic dick. You're not going to be, okay, just one more with me. But like, and he was cool with it. He was cool with it. Okay, hot girl that I really, really wanted to bang, you're a lesbian? Okay, well, shucks and golly. I'm old-fashioned that way, and admitting I'd still try to bang her and invite her friend. Okay, that is the show. Things are going great. You guys are awesome. I hope you're hanging in there. Open up, open up, open up. Don't abide by petty tyrants. Okay, new videos are on Monday and on Friday on YouTube. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for sharing those. We get the big Facebook live event every Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern. The podcast is out on Mondays. Tell yo friends. The numbers are up, but we need those. Here's what I want. And I'll say this. We've gone long. I apologize. But I say this on Facebook. If there is a boatload of us, and we're having fun, we're having a good time, and we're bitching about stuff, but we try to keep it optimistic. But if there is a boatload of us, when we do focus on a problem, we can make a change. That's the whole thing to all of this. We can go, there's a small business that really needs help, and we can focus, we can help them out. We can help out somebody, oh my gosh, you know, my van broke down, and we can help. We can do wonderful things. And that's in our private lives and our lives as citizens. We can help people get elected. We can help bad people stay out of office. That's why I ask you to spread the word. That's why I appreciate you. I hope you had a great 4th. We will see you next week. Ta-ta for now.